graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
There's no limits to the simplexes in this city. Now we're always smoking bombs like it's Gordon Wendy. We get high as though we're hot and talk wrestling stuff. And it's hosted by Jim Vicious, Tyler Fudge.
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 179 of Suplex City Limits for September 14th, 2018. I don't drink much because I know the bud is wiser. It's your boy, the King of Mong style, Jim Vicious, and he's the Slayer of Smoke, my co-host.
Tyler, the I don't know how to slay smoke, Fudge, how would you slay smoke? Tell me, how do I slay smoke? It's in the air. I can't take it and grasp it. I'm taking this off. I'm turning this into a Federation intro. Take it away, Jim.
I'm saying, like, if you have if you have a big pile of smoke, like, you slay that shit.
Like,
you know?
I'll inhale it all.
Not literal smoke. Like, you don't call your weed smoke.
I do. Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. What's the confusion, man?
I'm sorry. I'm really stoned.
Yeah, what's the new weed of the week, man?
Purple candy.
Purple candy.
Purple candy. Yeah, it's. I feel a little bit like Prince.
It's like after I smoke it, I wanted to put on a blouse. It was the weirdest thing.
Yes, that's exactly it. I went and put on panties, and now I'm just sitting here cool as fuck. I even grew a mustache.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the celebration of this thing called weed.
Yay.
I have the latest shit that the guy gave me. So,
oh, yeah.
It's pretty good shit. Really fucks 2. Me 0. Up.
2.0.
Yeah, 2.0. We're voting on it November here for recreational, so keep your fingers crossed for that. Suplex City Limits, available for listening everywhere fine podcasts are found. Follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at The Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees or by donating on our Patreon, becoming a producer of the show, like our friends Casey, Caleb Morganfield, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, Insane Ian Jackson, Wrestling Soup Podcast, The Riceroni Jabroni Ty Loney, Maniac Michael Thomas, Kick-Ass Keith Martin. I almost did Mike Tyson.
You almost had a lisp. Yeah, it was great.
B-Rad, Brad, Infamous, Chris Savage, Shinso the Great, and the interracial intergender orgy at Max's Garage. I was starting to think about that. Is it just ongoing? Maybe there's just always an orgy in his garage.
I feel like tonight I might have to sit down and do a thorough Google search and see if I can find more about the interracial orgy in Max's Garage.
I don't know who this guy is. He listens to the show. He doesn't message me and tell us where this thing is at.
His name's obviously Max.
Give us a call, Max. This week on the Pot Smokingest Wrestling Pod on the Internet, the podcast of the Immorals, we'll be taking a look at the Hell in a Cell card this weekend. What else we got, man? The news of the week, the top three.
We got Jim, I'm going to say this first. There was not one bit of wrestling that I've watched from Monday to Thursday that did anything of note for me.
Wow. I'll stick around for that. All that and a whole lot more positivity coming right up.
Yes.
Let's get into it this week with the SCL top three. The SCL top three.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
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 suplex anyone. Top three matches of the week. It's kind of an off the rails show this week.
It is.
It's a Thursday. It's weird.
It is really weird. And I'm like fresh off of work. I still smell the work on me. It's crazy.
Smell like work. Yeah, so it's going to be a weird one. Top three this week, Omega and Ibushi taking on Ishii and Osprey from New Japan. Was the only real match on the card. Other than that, it was just a bunch of random shit. Really good tag match. Definitely worth watching. The Golden Lovers, of course, go over. Osprey takes the pin. It looked like they may be setting up some kind of an Osprey Ibushi thing of the future, as well as, that'd of course, setting up Omega and Ishii for the event Saturday evening.
That's going to be killer. That's going to be, I have no doubt in my mind, it's going to be a good show.
I mean, is there anything else on that show that you're really amped about? Because to me, it's kind of a one match show.
Well, you know, I can't go out there and be like, hey, this card is going to be stacked. I don't really know most of the card because what have we heard from New Japan in the last 3 weeks? Nothing.
The only other singles match is Fat Fuck Fale and Hanare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, it's a lot of six mans and also an eight man.
Oh, cool. So that's nothing screams interest like a card full of six man tags.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a one match card. It's probably all I'll watch from it. So.
And maybe as well.
After that, they move on to the Destruction in Beppu. Side note: How funny is Destruction in Hiroshima?
Oh, like, dude, these motherfuckers! It's so darkly funny. You know what I mean? I hear it, and it's like. My head shakes. It's like, oh, man.
That's kind of weird. Because that's all you think about, right? I mean, as an American, you think about Hiroshima, and you think about, like, probably one of the worst acts in the history of...
I think so.
The world. Yeah. Dropping those bombs on those cats. That was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking savage, man. Like,
yeah. I'm not going to say that that's... I mean, it's obviously not fucking Holocaust levels, but it's definitely fucked up. But no less.
Yeah, you've got to be pretty goddamn mad. You know, like, someone's got to have you pretty pissed off to do that.
Yeah, right.
And that's crazy. It's mad as, like, all I ever think of is when somebody thinks of Hiroshima, I think of the fact that it was so hot that the time of the clocks got burnt into the walls. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of thing I think about. It's like, holy fuck.
This show is dark as fuck already.
It is. Did anybody die? This week?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
But the main event for that event in Beppu is Naito and Suzuki. So
that's going to be killer.
The last match wasn't really that great. So
I got high hopes for it all the time. All the time. Because you look at Naito, Naito's great, Suzuki's great. Can't wait to see it again. Hope's
yeah, great. There you go. Other than that, we had Jimmy Havoc and Sammy Callahan in a fucking barbed wire baseball bat match from Impact from MediaCon.
Yes.
This match is worth checking out if you're into, like, deathmatch shit. I'm not going to say, like, oh, this is a great fucking match. You know, it's just crazy. Like, cutting in between fingers and shit.
Oh.
With putting lemon juice in them. Oh my God, there was like stapling fucking pages of a magazine to each other. The finish, Jimmy Havoc comes off the top for, like, I guess his finish is probably a stomp. He double stomps barefoot into a pile of fucking tacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh Jesus Christ. My dick went inside.
Yeah. Well, we're doing a wrestling podcast, so you won't need your dick at all.
That's good. I hope it comes back.
Yeah, worth checking out. Some of the other matches on that MediaCon looked somewhat interesting, but, I mean, kind of a one-match show, if you ask me. And other than that was the Reptile Tribe and Lucha Friends, Lucha Super Friends, whatever the fuck they're called.
Which was really fun. It was a really fun match.
Yeah, from Lucha Underground. I really enjoyed it. I hated Jake Strong comes out and cuts a promo beforehand. Like, oh, I was finally getting over him being on the show, and like, now you got to go and make him talk.
I was going to say, it was the first time that he's spoken, right?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, more than a sentence, maybe.
Well, yeah, this probably still, does he still chant "We the People"? Like, has he done that?
No, he does like the strong thing, right? He still hits his chest.
Yeah.
He hits his chest and says, "Strong, strong."
Oh. Okay. Okay. Strong.
Yeah.
But I really liked I thought they would have drawn out this Phoenix turn faster than a week. Because what did Arrow Star say last week, that it was going to take a few weeks for him to get better and become back to himself? And now it's like, boom, sudden. It's just like complete change.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, well, Katrina is inside of him, her soul, wrestling.
Phoenix is now Dario's mother.
That's your only you have that fan theory. Don't fool the people.
Hey,
people who don't watch it are gonna be like, really?
Listen, this is it's truth, guys, I swear.
I thought they did a really good job of with Phoenix. I thought he did a really good job as well. He comes out, you know, selling it like a fucking zombie weirdo.
Yeah.
Turns on his own guys, pushes Melissa down on the ground and shit.
Hey, he's evil. He's even in all black.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's all you know. He's back
now. Now it's, you got Pentagon Dark and Phoenix Dark, motherfucker.
Here you go, the fucking Dark Brothers, the Brothers Darkness. So those are our top three matches for the week. Kind of a slower week, but all three of those are definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen them.
They are much better than anything you'll see on WWE television.
Oh yeah, we'll touch on that briefly. But before that, let's get into the week's news.
This week in the news, Ric Flair and Fifi commitment together forever. Yes, TNA sells out Bound for Glory. And many, many tirades on Twitter. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. What do we got? You had some interesting ones there. You may as well bring them.
Oh, which one did you find more interesting for me to start with?
Not the Ric Flair one, but that comes to mind. So, Ric Flair married for the fifth time.
Well, he actually didn't get married. It was a commitment ceremony.
Yeah,
what's that? Ric Flair claims he'll. It's a wedding, but it's just not legal.
It's not legal.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's like that old saying, right? Fifth time's a charm. Is that what it is?
I heard it's seventh, but I mean.
Oh my God. He might get there, dude.
He might. He might. And he might die. We don't know.
Did you see what Michael Hayes was rocking?
No, I didn't, but I can only fucking imagine.
Oh, dude. He is rocking this fucking pink getup. Like, is it here? Let me just send it over to you. Oh,
please do. Please.
Right here. Look in your messenger. I just want a genuine reaction. Like
messenger or Skype?
No, messenger on Facebook.
Okay. Let's see here now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. You would take a while to load, wouldn't you? Oh, there we go.
What a cocksucker.
Why, Jesus Christ, man. Why the fanny pack? Like, seriously, is he uncomfortable with the lack of bulge he's got? Does he have to put the fanny pack there? Or is he just that stuck as a wrestler that he needs a fanny pack?
Do you see any fucking pockets on those pants? I don't.
I don't know. They're too pink. It's burning my fucking eyes, Jim.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, he's got a white fucking hat on, or a white pimp hat with like a white long sleeve, but over top a pink vest and pink pants. Yeah, with a black fucking fanny pack on.
Yeah, and Taker looks like that fucking uncle that might make meth outside in the garage.
Yeah, where the fuck did he get that shirt? Who's he with? Who's that lady?
That's
her mom.
No, that's fucking Rocky Johnson's wife, or Rock's mom.
Oh, what a weird fucking picture.
Isn't it? Fifi the Maid.
Yeah.
Michael P.S. Hayes. Ric Flair. Rock's mom. And fucking, what was his name in WCW? I don't want to call him Undertaker. Well, Undertaker.
Mark Callis.
Mark Callis.
Well, there you go. What else did you mention? Something?
There was, well, Bound for Glory's got sold out in New York. Mm. They don't announce how many people, but sold out.
Sold out, though. Yeah, it's totally sold out.
Totally sold out, man. Not a seat left.
In New York. When is that?
October something or another.
Mm.
They usually do it like the middle of October.
Yeah. I've really kind of fucking fallen off with their stuff. I thought ever since Slammiversary, it was like had all kinds of momentum and then they just shit it away.
Yeah. It's grown old to me already. And it's just not enough there to keep my interest.
Yeah, I always don't pop in through the pay-per-views and shit. Well, which see, is what I should do with WWE, really, but...
Yeah. It's also a bad night for me. Right? Thursday nights, well, I gotta wait for it to be uploaded, because I don't have cable. And so...
Yeah.
We record on Fridays.
We have been. Yeah, definitely. So, I hear you. What else we got this week? Fucking...
There was... Steiner had some choice words to say about... the WWE.
Yeah, I love that, man. I saw that. Yeah, he always does, man. He comes here a cunt every chance he gets.
Yeah, he said, they're fucking weirdos. The bullshit you have to deal with, not the worst, because you've got one of the biggest cunts running it, you know?
Did you see someone fucking pulled up a thing from SmackDown 2 days after 9/11?
I didn't. I seen a video without audio of it. I think you retweeted it. I didn't get to hear it, but
oh, it does have the audio. But
I don't remember. I've never heard of that before.
But she's likening 9/11 to the attack on her family for the steroid case.
Well, how does she liken it? I don't understand. She says, worlds apart.
She says, you know, whatever. How many years ago people came after my family and they attacked my family and all this shit. And my family got, we fought, we got over it. Just like that, America will too after this. It's like, dude, it's 2 days after 9/11. They are fucking crazy, crazy people who have no idea what's happening in reality.
Yeah.
Oh. They exist on a different fucking plane.
Well, that is the easy segment. Fucking, I shouldn't even get credit for this. Stephanie McMahon announcing that they got where they are today by listening to the fans.
Yeah, we are successful for one reason only. We listen to our audience.
Boy. I don't know what to say to that. You know what I mean? That to me, that's just insult.
When?
Yeah, when? Oh, you let fucking Daniel Bryan win a match. You brought Daniel Bryan back. Yeah, okay. What Dude, else have really? You done for me?
Yeah. This week in Stephanie McMahon cuntiness.
Oh.
No.
On the network now, you can get the definitive Stephanie McMahon collection.
Dude, Eva Marie has a podcast coming out.
I can only imagine what that's about.
On Podcast One. I saw that they put her and her husband, boyfriend,
manager,
whatever he is.
Cuck.
Yeah, right. They put a long form video on YouTube where they talk about Colin Kaepernick and the Nike debate and all this shit. And it's like, for why would anyone care what you have to say? But dude, a podcast, you can't even see this bitch. You just have to listen to her. That's like, that's the worst.
All of her appeals
gone. Possible things. Yeah, right. Yeah, awful. I can't imagine what that'll be. Fucking god awful. And shame on you for anyone who listens to that. Seriously.
Next week, Jim will have a review of their podcast.
God, you know, I hate when the delivery people show up and they knock really loud.
Yeah. Amazon didn't chip my order out. Yeah.
God, she's fucking awful.
I think I was Swedish, but whatever.
The Rock's daughter has started training at the Performance Center. Just what we need. More Samoans.
Yeah, more Anoa'i.
God damn it. I think you go fuck yourself.
Yeah, can we get a new family, please?
I'm sorry, but I'm done with Samoans. You kind of ruined it for me. I'm good with the Joe, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm good with the Samoan name Joe, and that's it. Samoan with the last name Joe.
Yeah. I don't want any more Samoan wrestlers. I'm fucking over it.
Yeah, it's played out now. You know what I mean?
Oh my god, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, she's pretty tall and shit. She's pretty hot, I guess.
To me, she seems like she's very quiet.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't get a fucking charisma.
No.
That's been proven many times, right?
Well, I mean, there's The Rock.
Look at Brooke Hogan.
Oh, I suppose. I get what you're saying now. Yes. Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Hulk, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ. By the time he had Brooke, he probably took so many steroids, the sperm didn't even work right.
That chick, I don't know why that chick never went into wrestling. She's tall as fuck. She couldn't have fucking, you know. Yeah, I mean, she traded that for a career in nothing. So why would you do something if you couldn't do nothing? You
know, and then, like, Hogan Nick sues Hogan soccer do? And she'll soccer. Hogan sues Gawker, and now she never has to work again in her life.
Yeah, what does Nick do? Is he probably a fucking DJ or something?
Is he not? Is he still in jail?
No, no.
Oh, fair enough.
DJ Nick Hogan.
What you gonna do?
Her name is Simone Johnson, though, and she's 17. So
she's not trained at the Performance Center.
At
17?
Allegedly.
That's weird.
Yeah.
First off, I wouldn't let my 17-year-old daughter in a locker room full of male wrestlers. Never.
Oh my god! Right, you're not
and
an NXT.
The Rock should be the first one to know that.
This fucking hot-looking, tall, fucking thick black girl comes in, and her dad's The Rock, and she's hot, and she's 17.
The lawsuit. Just wait.
Yeah, definitely. DJ Hyde, who is the owner of CZW. He apologizes for calling audience member a homophobic slur while wrestling Casanova Valentine, actually. Yeah, boy. A CL's favorite deathmatch wrestler, Casanova Valentine.
Getting himself heard by being a part of that.
Yeah. They had the fucking match at the Tender Trap, which is where he's been doing all those bar fight shows that he does.
Yes, in New York.
And some crowd, one in the crowd yells, "Fuck you." And he says, "Why do you want to fuck me, you stupid fucking faggot? When did the Tender Trap become a gay bar?" That's awesome. That's a great line, dude.
Especially for a heel.
Dude,
you know
what I mean? Very
like,
good.
I like, the faggot is what got him the heat.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? If he didn't say that, to me, it would be a great line. But I mean, using that, it just dumbs it down a little bit. So you can use a different word.
I'm very upset I said it. More than you know, I don't want to make any excuses. I regret it so much. I'm not a bigot, a racist, or a homophobe. It was wrong of me. It was a 21 and over bar death match with no ring. And you can't say faggot? I mean, I'm not condoning you just go calling people faggot, but I think in that situation, it worked very well. That was a good line.
I'm perfectly fine with the line.
Yeah.
But I know that, I mean, if it was me, I wouldn't do it because I know what's going to come from it. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, to me, it's just don't do
to
that.
To me, that's a different thing, too, right? Like, he's not calling a gay guy that or a gay person that.
No.
Like, I think it's a perfect. I don't know. I'm going to keep calling my fucking straight friends fags. I'm sorry. I would never call a gay person that.
No, I wouldn't either.
But I call straight people that.
But if I had a bundle of sticks, guess what? I'm going to call it a faggot.
There you go. I just thought it was an interesting little thing. It involved our boy Casanova Valentine, who's killing it with those fucking bar deathmatch shows.
He is. And if we have any gay listeners, I love you.
Yeah, right. Send you fucking nudes. Will you send them nudes? Just to prove that you're not a homophobe.
Do I send them nudes?
I've showed dudes my dick. I'm definitely not a homophobe, dude.
I'm comfortable, man.
Oh, shit. What else we got?
We had Sabu. Speaking of, we should just use that as a transition because Sabu topped us all.
Jesus. He ended up deleting it, though.
Yes, he did. But Taz says, congratulations to Renee Young for first ever full-time Raw female commentator. Taz replies, she's the first non-fag, but she's one of many cocksuckers.
Like, oh, that's amazing, dude. Come on. That's funny as fuck. I'm sorry. It's like, I know I should come on here and condemn shit like that, but that's fucking funny to me. Funny. I laughed when I said
it. I will agree. It is funny. It's not the right thing you should say, but I mean, it is funny.
Totally fucking funny. Yeah.
It's one of those things where it just shocks you to read it on Twitter. It's like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Oh, Sabu's fucking crazy, man. He's really gone fucking off the deep end.
Oh, yeah, I know. Like, I mean, I'm sure that's what crack does to you.
You heard that report, like, I don't know, from a few years back where they got him. Well, I think we talked about it on the show, actually. Yeah, we did. Where he got the hotel room paid for by the wrestling company. And then, like, they get a call the next day from this hotel. Like, you're going to have to pay us fucking all this money because there was, like, blood and shit everywhere in the room. Yes. Like, literally blood and shit everywhere. Yes. His dog shit all over the place, and he fucking bled all over the place. Fucking and then he weird. Just, like, left the hotel room.
That's fucking weird, man.
They had to clean that room with fucking, like, spacesuits on and shit, probably.
Oh, yeah, but they had to have the hazmat suits on.
I mean, that motherfucker's got to have hepatitis.
Oh, man. I wouldn't. Well, let's put it this way. I'm not going to say he's got hepatitis, but I wouldn't bleed in the same ring as Sabu.
Yeah.
So take it as you will.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny, but I don't know what else there was. Maybe Mick Foley was announced to be refereeing Strowman and Reigns on Raw.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's really fun. I imagine, like, what turns heel?
Like Mick Foley turns heel?
I don't know, maybe. Why not?
I'm cool with Mick Foley just like missing that show, just being like, oh, I hurt my hip again. And just
I was curious if he's gonna be counting by like have you ever stomps. Seen that? Yeah, the stomp count.
I've never seen him, but I have a hard time believing he's worse than Dirty Dick Slater or whatever the fuck his name is, man. Like, he was the worst ref I had ever seen in my life.
You watched Triple Mania.
Oh, man, you got to go back and watch Starrcade 1990 coming out this weekend on the Federation.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah? What kind of account does he do, man?
He does a very slow getting down. So let's say Sting is covering the Black Scorpion. He just gets down there. So this is Dick. Takes one knee. Another knee. Gets down. Does the shoulder check. Then does a slow tap on the one, two. That is fucking horrible, man. Horrible.
I was going to say, Leather Pants ref from Triple Mania. That guy's got to be. He's one of the worst referees I've ever seen.
But is he so bad because he's a shitty heel ref? Or is he bad because he's a bad ref?
He's just fucking bad. He's just a bad ref.
Fair enough.
That little kid, that fucking 8-year-old kid who refs an Impact, a better fucking he's a better ref than.
Oh man, that I gotta say that Starrcade show that I watched last weekend was the worst ref show ever, because they had a tag team tournament and the little kid refing there was god awful. He fucked up a couple matches. He really did.
Oh my. Well, there you go. I have no other news. What else? You got anything else before we move?
The last thing I got of note is that apparently Vince McMahon is very high with Almas. And that's why we're probably getting those shitty fucking I don't understand you promos.
I can't understand you.
Do you understand words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh my god, they're just fucking killing him. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, and then when it doesn't work, it'll be like, well, we gave him a push. Well, first you destroyed him, though.
Oh.
Why do they do that with everything? We saw that this week with AOP. They're like, oh yeah, we're gonna build AOP up now. You didn't have to, dude. They came in hot as fuck. What are you doing? Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? That's my whole thing with WWE this week. Is what the fuck are you doing? We might as well transition into a brief, very brief discussion about these shows. I thought Raw was...
It carried off from last week.
Worse than like a hot sauce enema. Yeah. You know, like worse than getting you the tip of your dick caught in the zipper. Just bad.
It was. And at least last week they tried with or was it last week where they brought the Shield to jail?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least that was a story-long fucking angle that didn't really make sense, but at least a story-long angle. This week, it was just a bunch of cut-up shit that led nowhere. Yeah. And nothing transitions into anything. It's like Baron Corbin's going to jail. 2 hours later, he's still there. Right? Everybody else is going to jail. Oh, they're still here. Right? It's just fucking stupid. It's just
if you come back, you lose you have to give up your belts. But they don't.
He comes back.
All of them did. Reigns did. The whole story makes no sense. How they were going to get Corbin arrested makes no sense.
With the cop. It was like, what? Falsifying police documents. What?
Yeah, wrestling is fake, okay? But it doesn't give you a fucking free pass to just not try. You can't just, like, you can't just fucking do this shit. It's so bad.
See, okay.
It fucking sucks.
Now, you look at it in one way. You've got to keep it in the realm of possibility. In logic, right? Your logic has to be sound when you're telling stories in wrestling. You can change the scenery around you, a la Lucha Underground, right? But still, there needs to remain logic, and that's where the WWE is completely shit in the bed, because they're putting themselves in the real world, and there's no logic.
Nothing makes any sense. First things that pissed me off on the show, I don't have any good things really to say about Rock.
I don't either. I don't, well,
you don't have a single
Mick
one?
The Mick Foley promo was a good.
Yeah.
Ooh, what was that?
That was my vape.
Ooh. He's just fucking going ham on it now. He's just getting fucked.
Oh, shit. I hated this fucking... So S.H.I.E.L.D. come down, and they destroy all the heels around ringside, including AOP. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Especially why, when you're just going to try to rebuild them, like, the next segment. So that's stupid. But they work everybody over, including AOP. Once they've taken every guy out, then they pull out weapons. And then the weapons are the dumbest fucking weapon I've ever seen used in pro wrestling. Maybe other than a sledgehammer.
What was it? I don't recall.
Axe handles, dude.
Oh my Jesus, yes. Oh my God. Axe handles.
What the fuck is that? And like I said,
where's
only
the axes?
To peel them out. after they beat the shit out of 10 guys or 12 guys, including AOP and Kevin Owens and all this shit, then they pull the weapons out.
Yeah. It's like, what do you need an axe for putting together a WWE set?
Where does one get an axe handle? Just an axe handle.
I'm sure there's Home Hardware has one for sure. I don't know if you guys have Home Hardware.
Well, I mean, you've got hardware stores. You get a fucking, if you're going there, you could just get a shovel or something.
You could. You could also probably get an axe handle. But it's like, man, like, everything is rigged with wires. What are we in, 1762? Is that why you got an axe? You're constructing the ring out of trees and bark and fucking frankincense and myrrh? Like, come on.
The Bella's backstage closet was vandalized on this show. Did you see the dressing room?
Oh, my God. Like, did you see Nikki Bella's sunglasses?
No.
They looked like fucking little tiny Shawn Michaels ones when he was a fucking heel. Like little round guys. Little round boys.
She's like, that's going to be like part of the story, because I'm going to wear them, and then when I turn heel, I can look back at it.
Oh, man.
And people go, oh, she was telling us she's a heel before.
Fuck.
Yeah. This, like I said, this is a Corbin thing. Those awful-looking police. Just, like, not even trying to look like cops.
One guy's wearing a poncho as a shirt. Awful, man. Awful.
So it's, like, three guys in, like, cop shirts, like, blue shirts. And then one guy at the end's got, like, a fucking blue polo on. What?
Yeah.
Fucking like,
it's obvious that this shit is not thought out in advance. You know what I mean? This was thrown together a couple hours before that show.
Anyone got a blue shirt? Damn it.
Yeah. Titus! You got a blue shirt.
Yeah. And dude, this is where they set up. Yeah, they have to leave or they give up their titles, and then, you know, they come back and Reigns comes back at the end of the show, and I guess that doesn't matter. But what else we got on this show? That was really Nikki Bella beats Ruby Riott. Yeah.
Wow. You know, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
That match was nothing much at all. Although I will say Ruby Riott is getting hotter every week. I will say that.
Did you notice the name change? They are now AOP. They are not the Authors of Pain. They will never be the Authors of Pain again. They have written their last book. Jesus, of poetry.
That's a shame. That's a dark day in literature. I will I will have to get many copies of their leather-bound books and save them for later.
Yeah.
I can't wait to reread Pain.
Yeah. Right now you can save on it online, getting the audiobook version with coupon code. Go fuck yourself. I don't know. Everybody's always fucking plugging Audible. Audible.com.
Audible is pretty dope, though, I will say.
We're just talking shit, Audible. We'll take a coupon code, please.
Coupon code, Suplex City Limits.
We just want to get money and shit so we can buy drugs.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't blame me. Blame society.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, not really anything.
No, you got a Triple H promo that, you know, it was a good promo. It's not really hyping me up for anything because, A, I don't want to see Triple H. B, I don't want to see Shawn Michaels. And C, I don't want to see The Undertaker anywhere near a television screen.
I don't want to see any of the people involved in that. Yeah,
No, like, I don't at all. Like, Shawn Michaels has no hair. He's still got a fucked eye. To me, he's like a heartbreak kid. You are not, sir. You are the broken up kid.
He looks like fucking Skinner nowadays.
Oh, dude, he really does.
Yeah, and dude, I thought Rousey really was awful here. I mean, I've been saying she's awful. Definitely in general, worst.
This is definitely her worst match she's had,
and she still has those shorts, dude.
I know. It's hard to watch. I really do find it hard to watch her with those shorts on, tugging on them all the time. It's really
and
hard.
In general, she's like all these other chicks have these great costumes and shit, and then she's just dressed like your girlfriend cleaning the house.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, your girlfriend on a fucking lazy day.
Yeah, right. It's fucking stupid. I don't know, man.
This show, there was really nothing. You had the B team against Ziggler and McIntyre. Who the fuck cares?
Dude, about Lashley with Leo Rush?
That's so fucking weird. Like, why? Why?
I don't know. Who else can we get from that show to manage people?
Why is
we're paying them already.
Why is a 16-year-old managing a 42-year-old?
I don't know.
Like, what can he manage for Bobby Lashley?
I know. At first, I was like, oh, fucking Titus's son got a job in the company. That's cool.
Hope we don't go kissing people on the mouth.
Yeah. That would be bad news backstage. That doesn't fit within their rule set.
No. No.
Yeah.
Unless, so, I mean, you could probably do a number on Randy Orton there if Randy Orton whipped his dick out.
Yeah. The only real question I have for you is, how do they book Reigns to win this? Like this that's the this only interesting thing on this. That's the only thing on this show that's interesting is, like, how do they book Reigns to win? They just have him go over clean?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
So Braun Strowman wins the Money in the Bank and then just loses the match.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's all about getting Roman over.
I feel like Foley, they're going to do something with Foley, dude. There's got to be some fuckery to this. There's no way. I don't. They might. I mean, they've done everything else.
I don't expect Roman to lose it at all. And you can't really get a DQ in a Hell in a Cell match.
He's definitely not losing it, dude. He's going to have a Bruno Sammartino run.
Oh,
he'll never drop that belt, dude. I'm telling you, he'll hold it as long as the old man's in control.
Yeah, there you go. He'll be in control as long as Donald Trump's in control. Because Donald Trump is probably going to change all the laws and make it so that he can stay in power forever.
Well, he just pissed off like 15% or whatever, some percentage of our show.
I'm Canadian. I'm ill-informed, so you can't be mad. I'm just ignorant.
So yeah, fuck. If I've proven anything on the course of this show, it is that I am ignorant. Okay. Let the record show. Yeah.
So if you really want to take my word to heart, just remember you're taking ignorance to heart.
I don't know the difference between Scotland and Ireland. Don't listen to what I say.
I mean, you know, Killian Dane, he said Scotland. That's the way it is.
Oh, shit.
And potatoes are from Scotland as well.
I'm on SmackDown Live, dude.
SmackDown Live. You want to hear about a show just as bad as Raw? SmackDown Live.
Dude, how about that Oscar segment, huh?
Oh, Jim. I was hoping that we weren't even going to talk about that.
We have to.
I was hoping to forget because it's fucking retarded.
Oh, man. I don't even know. Like, I can't even begin anymore. I'm just done with this whole thing.
Right.
I can't even begin to talk about it anymore. It's just like, what in the fuck are they doing with this?
Yeah, I don't know.
And your main event, the main event of the show, the go-home show, the last show that they have is Brie Bella and Maryse. One-on-one main event.
Yes. So, Jim, where main events stand, where do you rank this one?
It's got to be up there, dude. It's got to be up there.
I would watch the Finger Poke of Doom over and over again before watching this.
He would just watch Hogan go like falling and then reverse up and fall and reverse up like on repeat as a GIF instead.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I really would. Because this, you know what was the only good thing about this match? When Miz tugged on Brie and ripped her right off the ring and fucking right on the floor. That was best part.
Yeah. That was good. The only other little thing I hear New Day doing commentary and then whatever the fuck his character is, his white guy character that Kofi does.
Oh, yeah. It's such a white name that I can't even remember it.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's pretty good. But yeah, just not good. Not good at all.
Everything else was very lackluster. There's, like, really, though, what else is there to even talk about in this? Like, you had Becky attack Charlotte from the crowd.
Dude, many fucking times? All this shit, right? It's a get arrested only to come back at the end of the show. The way that they closed with Reigns and Strowman going off the stage, the attack from the crowd. How many fucking times do we have to do this?
Yeah.
It's just the same shit.
It is. It's exactly the same.
It sucks, dude.
And then look at it, like, they're still pushing and pushing and pushing for Becky to be the heel. And now they're just getting no reaction whatsoever.
Yeah,
you know what
this
I mean?
Week
she
they got no
nothing.
Action.
No, nothing. Yeah. So I was like, this is what the WWE is.
Yeah, you killed it.
Yeah.
You killed it. You should have known, and they had so many chances, right? They should have known before they tried the Turner. It wouldn't work. Based on that reaction, they should have known to alter Tuesday, but they didn't. And from there, then they should have known, okay, she should be a fucking Stone Cold-ish kind of thing. I use that very loosely, but
that she'll never be.
And ever. But they didn't do that either. They didn't do that either. They just continued with the heel thing. So
I think they went so far that it was just like, well, we can't turn around now. We can't admit we were wrong now. You know what I mean?
They're not gonna fucking. But they could have, dude. That's booking on the fly. I don't know.
Of course.
But now people don't care. They're not gonna boo her or cheer her. They're just not gonna give a fuck.
Yeah.
So. Whatever.
what do you do? What do you do? You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
let's talk about this show right while we're at it here.
Which show?
Hell in a Cell. Hell in a Cell.
Oh, Hell in a Cell. Fuck, another show that I really don't want to watch.
Yeah, Heck in a Cage. Let's quickly go through. Heck in a Fence.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, okay, so what? The matches here, so...
Ziggler and McIntyre defending against Rollins and Ambrose. Do they do? I feel like they're going to put the belts on those two. It'll be those two with the tag belts, flanking Reigns with the Universal.
Yeah, with all the red fucking leather. Anybody can. There hasn't been more red leather, Jim, since Eddie Murphy's Delirious.
That's what they used to make that belt, I think. Just cut that motherfucker up.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's fucking fantastic. I can see them winning that, though, especially now. All I can see is just three guys with three red titles.
Yeah, pretty much, dude. That's what it'll be. I expect that's what's going to happen there. Flair, Lynch. I don't care.
Yeah, I would imagine Lynch wins. This has got to be where they're going. Has to be.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Well, no, I mean, it's WWE. You check your logic at the door, but...
I'm picking Charlotte.
Fair. That's fair. You're probably right.
Jeff Hardy, Randy Orton, for no reason, really.
Yeah, in the Hell in a Cell, because Jeff Hardy wants to have a Hell in a Cell before he kills himself.
Wait, before he kills himself?
Well, I mean, let's all face it, guys. Jeff Hardy's going to die by doing something that's really fucking crazy. We all know that. Come on now. That's just fact, right?
It's just a fact.
I should say that Stu Hart so I can't get any backlash.
I didn't say it. Stu said it.
Yeah, Stu said it, guys.
I don't care about this. I mean, I don't know who wins.
No.
Are you talking about Orton, probably?
Probably, more than likely.
Yeah. Rousey and Bliss. Rousey will defeat Bliss.
Yes. Not quickly, though, I bet.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They've been doing that with her. I mean, I guess at some point you can't really have her. Or can you just have her Goldberg forever? I don't know. Maybe. Her having, like, long matches with, like, Alicia Fox and shit, just weird.
Yeah.
You know?
But at least you see what I seen this on Twitter, how somebody pointed out, it was like, Alicia Fox can't get a match, so now she just outdresses everybody. She sticks out like a sore fucking thumb.
Yeah. I don't know what she's... She looks like a fucking MC Hammer backup dancer or something.
Janet Jackson from the... What's the... Where she was dressed up like a cop.
You've got to pray just to make it today. That's why we pray. Let me tell you something about MC Hammer. I went to an MC Hammer concert when I was in third grade. It was like the first... It was like the first concert that I got to go to that I wanted to go to, because like my parents were really young. So I went with them to concerts as just a little kid. I actually was at Kiss in the womb.
Oh.
At a Kiss show in the womb. So, but yeah, MC Hammer was like, maybe it was fourth grade, but MC Hammer, Boyz II Men, TLC, dude.
God damn.
I had never seen so many black people in my entire life. Like I was from, because in the '80s in North Dakota was like almost all white people.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the stage show, it was like, that was when Hammer was just like fucking throwing money everywhere. He had like 75 people or something dancing on the stage and shit. And I was just like blown away. But yeah, I was a big MC Hammer mark.
So when where
I
was like,
it was at the Civic Center, man.
Where in Bismarck or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Back so then, tell me more about this fucking MC Hammer show, because this is so much better than SmackDown or Hell in a Cell or Raw.
Yeah, right. I don't really remember. I mean, that's it. There's a lot of black people. It was.
I just picture young chubby Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. Stoked as fuck to see MC Hammer.
That's so fucking fantastic.
I sent you a closer earlier, but I feel like we're going to have to make a change. I think Reigns retains, I guess.
I'd imagine. Reigns. Of course.
Yeah,
Reigns must pose.
Reigns must pose. New Day taking on Rusev and Aiden English.
Yes.
We didn't talk about that. That was a decent match, kind of, from SmackDown.
And that's another team that's never going to break up. Like, man, like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
you guys are the most bipolar sons of bitches in the world.
Yeah, I don't see him dropping it from the New Day of them at all. New Day retain. Styles, Samoa Joe,
which, you know, it's basically a one match card. You know, this I'm excited for this, but it makes no sense.
It's the only match I'm interested in, but yeah, why is this not a Hell in a Cell match? If any match made sense for it.
Jim, why is it just a regular singles match? They've had stipulation matches that have ended in DQ or whatever in nonsense. Mm-hmm. And now they just go right back to the singles match.
Yeah. Because like they want to have Hardy. Like, oh, I'm going to do it with Hardy instead.
Yeah, because Hardy wants to do one.
Yeah. And Orton, you know.
At least Orton's had one.
Yes. I think Styles is going to retain here, man, as dumb as that is.
Yeah, they seem to be going the long haul with Styles, hey?
Yeah, well, the game's not out yet, and I think he's on the cover of the game with the fucking belt, so.
That's true.
I don't know if he's with the belt, but he's on the cover of the fucking game.
Might as well keep it on him for at least the release.
I was like, why? When they put him on the cover, when it was announced like months and months ago, I was like, why? Why? Just put a non-champion guy on there, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Speaking of WWE 2K19, There's no Tommaso Ciampa in the game?
I guess. What? His tweet about that was amazing.
Yeah, it was. It was. It's another reason to get fired, Pro World.
Is that just like, I mean, that had to be a decision that was made, huh?
Had to be.
Like, well, he's like, actually, I think it'd be awesome if I wasn't in it. I mean,
well, I don't know, because it's suspect, because there's four characters that were in last year's game. We all know these games are basically ports. You know what I mean? Like, they don't build a new game from scratch every year. You know what I mean? Like, you could have just taken the template of Ciampa from the old game and put it in this one.
The only thing I can think is maybe it's just be like to actually sell the fact, because like he didn't have t-shirts for sale for a long time, right?
It's true, but they took Nikki Cross out of the game. There's more people. There's a tag team taken out too that were in last year, but I can't remember right now.
I mean, those games are fucking trash, dude. As
they are.
A gamer, so like as somebody who games like, dude, 15, 20 hours a week, probably.
Yeah.
I hate to admit, but probably. And what spends the rest of his free time watching wrestling and doing a wrestling podcast. Those games should be for us, and they're not. They're fucking awful.
Yeah. Fire Pro Wrestling World, though, is.
Yeah.
Keep rubbing it in Jim's face.
And Miz and Daniel Bryan. Not even. It's a mixed tag match.
Yes, mixed tag. God. So I would imagine that it's going to be heavily Miz and Daniel Bryan. Because are you really going to have Maryse wrestle? I mean, they tried to have her wrestle this week, I guess. But
it was unbelievably bad.
Well, I mean, she hasn't wrestled in like 8 years.
And she just had a kid like, what, months ago?
Yeah. Yeah. She looks good for having a kid, though.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't think she's attractive, really, anyway.
She said she smells like she's old.
Smells she like probably does. Lady, yeah, smells like old lady perfume. But I don't think she's attractive just looking at her either. I was like, and that accent and shit.
The accent's pretty harsh. Yeah.
I'm just going to fucking hard pass on that, man. So, yeah, there's your Helen. Is this really the fucking poster for this?
What? The Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns demon thing?
What the fuck is this, man? Are you serious?
That is, Jim, that is the poster.
Okay, so Roman Reigns is like a devil?
Yeah.
He's Satan. And Braun Strowman is like a winged horned creature. Yeah, he's like a gargoyle.
Yeah. That's what... I mean, look at their t-shirts now. The t-shirts are some of the worst design shirts I had ever seen in my life.
That's true. I don't know who the fuck is designing those shirts, son, but they are. This is like Ricochet one that sucks. Who has that blue one?
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. These shirts are just like a kid made them on like a novice graphic artist.
Yeah.
They look like company logos. You know what I'm saying? That Ricochet shirt looks like it's like a fucking a gas station named Ricochet or something, you know?
And then you look at the Team Little Big with Alexa Bliss and Braun Strowman. It's Braun Strowman's hand with a tiny kid's hand inside of it. Now, if that doesn't come off as fucking creepy as shit and like, yeah, I'm going to buy my little girl this fucking shirt and just open for pedophiles. You know, not open for pedophiles. I mean, it's just like, take my hat.
Yeah, I did not see that shirt, but that sounds fucking bad. But yeah, there it is. With the Hell in a Cell preview. Can't say we didn't do it.
Can't say we didn't do it because we did, yes. Because fuck you.
Slow week this week, man. NXT was just like a throwaway.
It
really
was. Nothing. How fucking duddish was NXT?
I had a feeling it was going to be, so I looked at results first, and I was like, oh, glad I didn't watch this, because there was nothing on that show. Was there anything at all?
The last... I forget what the main event was. But I watched
women's
it.
Match.
Was it a women's match? Who?
Bianca Belair.
Oh, it was.
And Nikki Cross go to no contest.
Then no, there was nothing on it. Yeah, of note. Yeah. Ciampa had a promo. That was about it.
Mm. Yeah. Lucha Underground, we talked about the main event. Did you get a weird vibe from this? Lance Levine, we were talking, and he's like, I just thought it was a weird vibe show. He thought it was like the crowd was really dead. Commentary was really dead. I mean, I kind of agree with that.
I put it in the same boat as last week's show. Because I wasn't, I thought last week's show was just a sleeper. It was really nothing.
Aside from that awesome open.
Yeah, aside from the awesome open. And then now it was reversed. They had an awesome ending, but the opening was lackluster, to say the least.
Evil East and Dragon Azteca was just weird, boring.
Yeah.
Really fucking boring.
Yeah.
Didn't do much.
To me, it's like, okay, do I really believe Evil East is going to beat Dragon Azteca for this Gifted of Gods title? And why is Dragon Azteca only fighting women?
I mean, I feel like I don't have a problem with women versus men, but like that wasn't a long match, but it felt like it was super competitive back and forth, and it just makes him look kind of fucking lame.
Well, it does. It
takes you this long to beat a woman? Like,
but seriously, though, Jim, who has he defended that title against aside from women?
Oh, yeah, because Mariposa bought a shot recently. Yeah, pretty much, man.
To me, it's just like, come on now. You can tell stories. We've already seen that. It's not like lack of money tells you can't tell stories.
It's all creativity. I got a lot of guys they could do, you know.
Yeah. Like, there post-match. Was no sighting of Johnny Mundo or anybody, right?
No, he just got married. He's gone.
Oh, I suppose.
Kayfabe. I think he maybe showed up somewhere in here. I could be wrong. But yeah, the Exolicious and Joey Ryan. So that Echo promo is pretty decent.
Yeah.
He's fucking, he's so fruity. It's great. I love
him. I love him. I like him too. But
they form a trios team with Evil East.
Yes, they do. But it was too drawn out. I found he should have spoke faster. You know what I mean? It was just, everything was properly over enunciated to the T, and it's like, man, come on now, get to the point.
Yeah. Cuerno Mil Muertes winner gets Pentagon next week. Obviously, Millhead does not have Katrina, as she is currently residing inside of Phoenix.
Yes, and her remains splattered across the ground.
Yeah, a fucking unusual DQ finish for Lucha Underground.
Yeah, it's weird when you got a DQ. That's probably part of the reason why it felt weird, because you got a show that never DQs anybody for anything, and then all of a sudden there's a DQ.
Yeah, next week will be Cuerno, Muertes, Pentagon in a three-way for the Lucha Underground Championship. That should be good.
That should be good. It should be a make best for the last 2 weeks we've had to deal with.
Yeah, and overall, like we said in that main event, I really enjoyed the episode was called Pet Cemetery, and indeed it had a Pet Cemetery vibe with him coming back as this like evil version of himself and shit.
Oh shit. Yeah, I was still, until right now, I didn't realize that, because I did hear the name too, Pet Cemetery. I was like, oh
yeah. Pretty cool, same premise. I liked it at the end, Marty the Moth. Why is he? Does he do that everywhere he goes? He just like outside pounding on the door. It's Marty.
I hope so.
Yeah.
If he were to ever be on our podcast, I'd want him to do that. Just like, and now we have it's Marty.
He's fucking great.
He is.
He pays for a Gift of the Gods. That's how you get your Gift of the Gods championship opportunities. Now you just pay fucking Antonio. He also gives him extra money and says he wants something else, but we don't find out what.
A hand job under the table. I get it.
Melissa Santos' dirty fucking panties.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Very possible.
Oh, man. What else we have here?
I got jock itch.
Jockish onion shorts or what?
Onion shorts, yeah.
That's what we call them, fucking onion shorts, man.
Oh, how this show has fallen. There's really not much else about, you know, in wrestling to talk about, because, you know, most websites and everybody gets their news from The Observer, as much as they would hate to admit it. And that's not even out yet, as far as I know, because he was in the UK.
Weird. MLW on Friday this week will be having their War Games fucking show airing. I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna be worth checking out. Also, Saturday is that Ishii and Omega. Sunday is Hell in a Cell.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrestling this week. There's CMLL's anniversary show.
Yeah, which airs on the Honor Club.
Yes, yeah.
And but no English commentary.
What I mean, fuck? Well, it's CMLL.
And you're like, oh, the 85th anniversary card. This is going to be a badass card. Just tag matches.
Yeah, with what's Rouge match a tag match?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, that's turned into a tag match too. Cool. Awesome.
It's like all tag matches. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not from Mexico. I'm not an avid CMLL watcher, but it doesn't tickle my fancy.
Can't be worse than Triple Mania.
Oh, there's no way it's gonna be worse than Triple Mania, Jim. Like, yeah. You, every year you say I'm gonna watch Triple Mania, and I scoff.
It's tradition at this point. It's tradition for me to watch that abortion of a show.
Man, I don't know how you do it, man. I would not be able to. I feel like autoerotic asphyxiation would be in my future if I sat down and watched a full one. I really do think
Listen, I've been watching awful Triple Mania shows every year for a long time. I'm not about to stop now.
Fine. Okay. Just if you hang yourself jerking off, it's all on you, man. Don't say I never tried to warn you.
I don't know if there's anywhere in my place sturdy enough to hang myself from.
Well, I mean, I've heard of weird ways that you can hang yourself from, like a doorknob and stuff.
Hmm. Well, I'd send it over to me.
Okay.
It's just dark.
We're also starting to look for new co-hosts because, I'm sending Jim over how to hang himself from a doorknob. So
you're going to replace me?
Well, I mean, you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? You replace Randy. Show must go on.
He'd have right to replace Randy.
Randy!
He tuned the son of a bitch. Go fucking practice, Randy.
Go fucking practice, Randy. I don't know if I still have that on here anymore. No. Anybody taking it out after that one good day?
For the record, Randy quit the show.
Yeah,
because exactly. He got sick of watching fucking awful WWE every week, which I don't blame him for.
No, nope. Jim's just gonna hang himself over Triple Mania.
I think I'm supposed to hang out with Randy.
Oh,
this week I think we're gonna play some Hero Quest.
Oh, what's Hero Quest?
It is a OG board game from back in the like late 80s, early 90s.
Oh man,
but it's like a. Kind of like a Dungeons and Dragons sort of thing.
It's pretty dope.
But we both had it back in the day, and then we both ended up buying it off eBay. I paid like, dude, pay like $150 or something for this game. Well, it was only from made in the late 80s, early 90s, so it's out of print and shit. I got a nice one, and it cost me like $150, $175 or something.
Yeah, I'm envious of you. Envious, I tell you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ring of Honor's got a show coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's
Death Before Dishonor.
I don't know. What is the card? Is there any card yet?
Yeah, there's a card. Lethal and Ospreay for the ROH World Championship.
Oh, yes. That should be good.
Yeah.
Jim, what's this stuff I've been hearing about Ospreay and like asking for money and stuff?
Ospreay's mom's car got stolen while she was at a wrestling show. And he went on Twitter and asked people for money to buy her a new car. I don't understand why. Why can't he buy his mom a car? Why can't she buy her own car? Why can't he buy her a car?
Why can't insurance take care of it?
Why do people have to buy her a car? Yeah, it's fucking horse shit. That's how it is nowadays, right? I mean, no one wants to pay for a funeral anymore. Then when someone dies, like, oh, we started to go fund me because... Back in my day, you fucking paid to bury your own dead.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. He doesn't have money to buy his mom a car. I mean, forget the insurance thing. That's my first question too, right? I mean, do you have insurance on this automobile,
and
ma'am?
If you don't, then you don't deserve to have a fucking car.
I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have liability, does that cover theft? I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, liability. I don't know. I don't know, actually.
It may not, I guess, right?
Because I know liability won't cover if you cause the accident, will it?
It covers the other person, but not you.
Ah, yes.
So, I don't know. Mine has full coverage.
I got full coverage. I'm too...
Because I don't own mine.
Yeah, well, and I've owned mine for a year, and I just haven't changed it. And you know what, man? If my car goes, I don't really want to have to buy a new one. I'd rather it get taken care of, so...
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was pretty shitty, to be honest. Just pay for your own shit, man. It's just weird.
Yeah.
You telling me that he doesn't have money to just buy her a car?
He might not, no. Who knows, man? He might just spend it all.
I don't know.
Maybe that Bree Presley likes money. Who knows, man?
Oh, yeah. Is he Shane Strickland proposed to his girlfriend?
I did. I was trying to see how hot she was, but I couldn't tell.
Quite.
Is she quite hot?
Yeah. Fair enough. She's a stunt woman.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me more. So,
that's really all I know. Oh. So, literally the extent of my knowledge about this woman.
Fair enough. I know that they got married in a windy place, or he proposed at a very windy place because it looked really windy.
Mm. Also on that card coming up here, Sumi Sakai, I imagine, will be dropping the belt to Tennille Dashwood.
One could hope.
Yeah, one would hope. Well, you're going to have your like 45-year-old, not attractive Japanese woman drop it to a hot broad from Australia.
Sounds like a win for me.
Yeah. Kenny King, Jushin Liger?
I mean, anybody but Kenny King, I'd be cool with it, but...
Punishment Martinez defends the ROH television title against Chris Sabin. Talk about a fucking snooze fest.
Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. Can you get some charisma in this ring, please?
Briscoes defend against The Addiction for like the 9 millionth time.
Yeah. I mean, well, what other tag team do they have? You know what I mean? You got the Bucks, the what are they called? The Kingdom?
No, the Kingdom is gone because that's SoCal Uncensored, isn't it?
Oh, no, the Kingdom is Matt Taven. Yeah.
It says The Addiction here, but I know they're SCU, aren't they?
Well, that's The Addiction is Kazarian and Daniels.
Oh,
SCU
is
with Scorpio Sky.
Yeah. Okay. And then the main event is a 10-man tag team match. I imagine this is the main event.
There isn't a... Oh, yeah, right. There is a World of... Yeah.
It may not be. It may be Lethal Ospreay is the main event, but it's a 10-man. Bullet Club versus Chaos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fair.
That Cody, should be the main event. Skrull, Paige, and the Jacksons taking on Okada, Chucky T, Beretta, Rocky Romero, and Ishii.
That should be a good match.
Yeah. I don't know what else we got to talk about. We've already stretched. This is the shortest episode ever. I don't know what to say, man.
I'm going to come on you like nobody's ever come on you before.
Are you ready?
Yellow, right? I thought WWE sucked this week. I don't really care about Hell in a Cell.
No.
There's nothing else, really.
No. All my brain is thinking about is tomorrow I leave and I go and see Protest the Hero and Coheed and Cambria. So
yeah.
That's going to be fucking dope. And I'm going to meet Coheed and Cambria because I got meet greet tickets.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So that's going to be cool.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And Protest the Hero, that band's awesome.
They're fucking great.
Yeah, I'm a fan of those. Canadian Boys.
Canadian Boys is right, baby. I'll never forget when they first came out. It was like, oh man, Canadian metal band?
Every once in a while you guys got one.
Yeah, every once in a while we get something better than Nickelback.
Is there still snow on the ground up there?
Yep.
That's unfucking believable, dude.
I know. But like, you look at the temperature... Or the forecast in 2 weeks it's gonna be 18 degrees, right? And not even 2 weeks, like 8 days, it's gonna be like 15, 16, 18, 20, and snow.
Me and all the Americans are like, I don't know.
Well, nobody else in Canada's got snow. It's just fucking Alberta. You're the asshole of Canada because it's just north.
Yeah.
Fucking.
So, as you mentioned, new show coming to the Federation.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
When is that?
I don't know. Saturday?
Sunday? Saturday?
One of those days. Yeah, it'd probably be on Patreon tomorrow. And then Sunday everywhere else.
And we are still trying to get the new pay-per-view Take Two recorded. I think it's going to happen this weekend, I hope. Just hard to schedule shit between me and Jared.
Have you got the show forgotten about?
Oh, no, you cannot forget. Oh. You'll never forget Yokozuna versus Mabel when you've seen it.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think I would either. No, is the whole at mom crew there?
He's with Mo.
Oh, he's with
There's
Mo?
There's no Oscar.
Oh.
So or is he with Oscar, but no Mo? He's only with one guy. He's with Oscar, yeah.
That's a shame.
I think. I'm not sure.
That's a shame, but I mean, yeah. You'll get there.
That's coming to the channel next week. You know, we'll be back to recap all this shit. But before we do that, we'll do our Twitter shout outs. Retweet the pinned episode on our Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show. Like our friends, Tony Vasquez, The Tangent Lounge, Mr. Klondike Bill, Wrestling's High Marks. Those dudes, I talked to those dudes this week. They get really baked and do a wrestling show too.
Oh, good. Maybe we should. What's their name? High Marks?
Yeah, Wrestling's High Marks.
Wrestling's High Marks. So, Jim, Candid, are they good?
Yeah, I haven't really listened to much of their show. I listened to some of it. Okay. They haven't had a show in a while. I don't know what's going on with them. Oh, fair enough. At them. But they get really baked, so that's pretty cool.
Wrestling High Marks, put out another show. God damn it.
Yeah. Potster Podcast, Lance Levine. He's so divine. Dom Homie, Jeremy from Geekish Cast. Gaming with the cock,
baby.
Yeah. Yes. Anything new on that front?
Not right now, but I mean, there will be more coming out probably like next week. I'm too busy this week.
There you go. Beachwing 22, your boy Tyler, Quadcast Courtney, Bell to Bell Podcast. With what is this? Bell to Bell with Bobby Blaze? Well, that's not Blades, that's Blaze. Holy shit. So many Bobbies, so little time. THT Wrestling. Check those guys out. Super good guys. Shaheen Boxman over there. Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. Bobby Blades. Remain Human Experience. Check that show out as well. Scotty from the Sap Pod. Much love to the Sap Pod as well. Podcast Talk. Jared. JC Sterling. Smack It Down Podcast. Hosted by Viva LeJady. An Australian gentleman. If that's your fancy.
Lad. If you like, Steve Irwin motherfuckers. I'm kidding.
Crocodile Dundee make pod. Does Steve Irwin make you want to come? Listen to Viva LeJady host on Smack It Down Podcast. Yeah. There you go. Should use that on a show.
You should.
I want to hear it. Caleb Morganfield, Eric Turner, Mickey D's. I suppose it's Mickey. Wayne G, Lime Link, Balls Deep Network, Shinso the Great. Did I mention him in our Patreon shoutouts?
Yes, you did.
Awesome. Good. A boy, Babs. God, he's been killing it. He could take a week off just from to fucking cool down and recoup from his kick ass thing last week.
He takes a week off, and we got the shortest episode I think we ever recorded in our history.
Well. Yeah, this is kind of a weird middle of the week sort of recording. So.
It is, but I mean.
AC Patty, Big Body Sam, Travis Fudge of the Federation, Evil Evan, Lee Unwin, Well Kept and Unclean, Gabrielle Ruiz, Kickass Keith Martin, of course, the Federation, EamZT Podcast, Johnny Utah, Blood and Black Rum, David Wilson, and Fat Superman. We thank you very much. I think that's going to do it, man. I don't have anything else I can stretch to.
I don't, you know, Henry Cavill left the Superman helm. Maybe Fat Superman could take over.
Fat Superman? I think they wanted to have a black Superman, which made some people very mad.
Of course, because people like to get mad at everything.
And they're like, Superman was white. Like, every fucking thing was white back then. Yeah, so like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, there was. If you looked at advertisements, nobody else existed.
Yeah, it's really. I don't really get the argument. I'm not a comic book guy at all, so I don't really care.
See, I've always been a comic book guy, but I'm not one of those comic book guys where it's like, oh, you got to keep it exactly like it was in the comic books.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't make him like, you know, fucking gay or anything.
No. No, well, I mean, I used to have a picture. I'll dig it up on Facebook, and I might put it as our profile picture this week.
Oh God!
But it's Batman and Robin in an old cartoon, and it's really gay.
All that stuff was pretty gay. Yeah, there's some homophobic overtones there for real.
Oh yeah. Goddamn right.
Maybe the episode pick should be. I don't know. Maybe we'll be. We got some shit around. Maybe we could do a. a boy in fucking his pink with his fucking.
Oh my Jesus Christ! I totally forgot about that.
That could be one. Who knows? But yeah, that's gonna do it. I think for this week. Sorry about the short show. You know how it is. You know how it be.
Yeah, you know how the weed strikes.
You know how it be. It's Thursday, baby. I gotta work early. Shit. Yeah, a slow week, man. Nothing to cover.
Nothing. Nope. So just be happy you got a show, motherfuckers.
There it is. So, and we thank you very much for listening. And until we see you next week, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you. And be excellent to each other.
Kicking it at the top because I'm too legit to quit. Sign.